gaucho song. Okay. So we're just going to do it, start with a short meditation to go over what we did yesterday. So that's kind of a after, right? Okay, so we'll do that after. So yesterday we covered the six cause and one effect, and today what I'm going to explain is the equalizing and exchanging self and others. However, when we come to the meditation, one can combine these two explanations into a meditation. So we'll do the combined form of yesterday's with today's. Okay, so when you combine the two with the equalizing and exchanging self and others with the six cause and one effect, you get quite an extensive meditation, and it has 11 steps. The first step of the 11 steps is the same as yesterday, with it being equanimity. And I don't want to go into a long explanation as we've covered it, but in essence this is looking that if one looks at the three types of relationships we've had with beings, so with a friend, enemy and stranger, we see that we have equally had this relationship with all these beings, that they have at times been at one's enemy, at times one friend, and at times a stranger. And this is seeing that one has equally had these different relationships is based on the reasoning of beginningless time. However, when we cultivate that equal attitude, it's not an equal attitude, it's not being indifferent. That in the text it says one should be careful that this equanimity isn't an indifference of kind of then discarding these beings. It is kind of having an equal regard for them, and further to that equal regard, seeing that all these beings at some time they have benefited us and sometime they have harmed, but the times they have benefited are more and the times they have harmed are few. And so we develop an equal attitude to them, but we're not developing an indifference. So then the next step is the same as yesterday, of recognizing all beings as having been one's mother, that every sentient being, every sentient being at some time has been one's mother. There is no being who has never been one's mother. And again, the basis for that reflection is based on the thought of beginningless time. Then third is thinking to repay their kindness. And this is slightly different from yesterday's, in that when one meditates on six cause and one effect, it is focused on the kindness at the time when one's the kindness of the mother, that the kindness one receives from the mother. When one reflects in it on this in the equalizing and exchanging self for others, one adds in special kindness. The special kindness from beings when they are not one's mother. And so this is looking at the fact that all the things that we may make use of in this life, whether it is clothing, a dwelling, food, and so forth, everything that we make use of actually comes from others. And so in this sense of their everything we depend on coming from others, in this sense they are very kind to us, even when they are not our mother. So, for example, when someone, kindness that one receives when someone is not one's mother, if we take the food that we eat, and even one example of food like rice, for the rice that we eat, many people have put in a great deal of effort, and also many insects have died in that process, so that the rice that we're able to eat comes to us through the effort of many others. Okay. And so then, so one has this reflection on the special kindness of others when they, to us when they're not our mothers. And then one thinks to repay their kindness, and this reflection is the same as yesterday, that one thinks about, well, these kind beings, what is their situation, and one sees that they are they're abiding within cyclic existence.
아 샘진남 수수연이 뱃댄드 대비 탑치르바 댄드 대비 탑치 치기 있세 아 지수 지수 보내 대비가 그렇습니다.
Yep. So that so then one thinks of so all these mothers, all these sentient beings, one thinks to repay their kindness by engaging in the methods to that they may attain an enduring happiness.
Mm.
So we have this thought to repay their kindness. Then the fifth step is meditating on the equality of self and others. And how one reflects on this is seeing that that between oneself and any other sentient being, whoever they are, whether it is from the smallest insect up to humans, they all equally wish for happiness and equally do not wish for suffering and unhappiness. And there's a verse in the Lama Chupa that one can use those, the words of that verse to kind of prompt oneself in this reflection that, we all equally wish, for not even the slightest suffering and yet are never satisfied with the happiness we have. Seeing that, seeing this equality between self and others, may I find joy in others' happiness. And to sometimes when people we dislike find happiness, we generate jealousy or have a dislike of that. And this finding joy in the happiness of others acts as an antidote to jealousy.
Namjuni and Iran Shepati, she or Todiwa, Tati Kodoni and she and a Shepati and I or Tadira. That it is Dashin Yambate Samamatana. That is Lata, the ranching thing you can go to money somewhere.
So then, so this is a brief look at equalizing self and others, and then the next step is to actually think of exchanging self for others, that generally we cherish oneself and discard others, and so this exchange is the exchange of the attitude to cherishing others and discarding or putting aside oneself. However, that is not an easy thing to do, and if you haven't spent time on cultivating the sense of equality of self and others, then it's difficult to give rise to that actual exchange of attitude. Then the next point is, the seventh point is to meditate on the limitless faults of the self-cherishing mind. That in essence, this self-cherishing mind, which has been with us since beginningless time, has been the cause of many different sufferings. Okay, so that when we are turning within cyclic existence, we experience a variety of sufferings. And if one goes back to what is the root of these sufferings, one can see that it is rooted in self-cherishing, that the blame can be placed on the self-cherishing. That at this point in time, we have a human life. But if we look to past lives, definitely at some stage, we would have been born in the lower realms, and or in suffering realms. And the cause of that is non-virtuous karma, which are actions of killing, stealing, and so forth. And one engages in those actions through trying to gain one's own happiness, through cherishing oneself. And so one can look at the karmic causes, these actions of killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, slander, and so forth. But the actions themselves, at their root lies the self-cherishing mind, so that it is the self-cherishing mind which has brought about one's birth in suffering realms. And then if we look even in having a happy rebirth, we still meet many problems. We meet sickness and many other difficulties. All those problems are the results of negative karma. And again, these are accumulated on the basis of the arising of self-cherishing. So we can see that in fact self-cherishing has brought about these problems, and that it lies at the root of all the various problems in cyclic existence. So, and then one can think of other examples from this world of the wars that break out, the disharmony between countries. All of these generally arise on the basis of cherishing kind of self, or what is one associates with self over others. So in this way one reflects on the kind of the vast variety of faults of the self-cherishing mind. And then the next point is to reflect on the benefits of cherishing others and that this is actually the source of many qualities. Okay, so that if we look at the fact a happy rebirth, to attain a happy rebirth, this comes from the keeping the ethics. The cause of this are the ethics of abandoning the 10 non-virtues. So it is, and this abandonment of the 10 non-virtues is at, with a good motivation, thinking that an action would harm others and one restrains from it. So one has a complete opportunity, for example, to tell a lie or to kill a being, and at that point in time one thinks, no, that would be a harmful thing to do to that person, therefore I will restrain from telling the lie. They rely on me to tell them the truth, or that it's unsuitable. You know, it would harm them to kill them or to steal from them and so forth. And so restraining from those actions, keeping the ethics of restraining from those actions, is based on that thought to cherish others and to not engage in harming them. And from that these many qualities arise, and in fact most aspects of happiness and joy will arise from this basis of cherishing others. So, and then if we look to the attainment of liberation or the realizations of the paths in terms of the Theravada vehicle, it is accomplished on the basis of the three higher trainings, and of those, the higher training in ethics is the basis of the other two, of higher training in concentration and wisdom. And so that ethics is again this basis of restraint of harm, from harming others. If we look at the Mahayana paths, that the generation of love, compassion and bodhicitta all depend on the cherishing of others. If one discards others, one is unable to give rise to these realizations. If we look at the six perfections, The perfection of generosity is accomplished through cherishing others. Likewise, the perfection of ethics, the perfection of patience. If we don't accomplish patience, we are unable to attain Buddhahood. And we cultivate patience, the meditation on patience, through dependence on the enemy. And then there's the perfection of effort, and then finally the last two of concentration and wisdom, as mentioned before. Okay, so this is a brief review of cherishing of others, and so you have this, and how the cherishing of others leads to limitless qualities, and so one then cultivates this thought, seeing the difference between the faults of self-cherishing and the cherishing and the benefits of cherishing others, which leads one, then links one to this thought to actually exchange self for others, and that brings you to then the Tonglen practice, the practice of giving and taking, where you focus clearly on the object of compassion and think to take on suffering. Okay. So you have this, by reflecting on the faults of the self-cherishing mind and the qualities that arise from cherishing others, one comes to the decision to actually exchange one's attitude to cherishing others. But this isn't an easy thing to do. And by reflecting in this way, we're training our mind. And then having trained in that thought, then this brings one to the thought of giving and taking. And in the term for this meditation, you have giving and taking. When you actually meditate on it, you meditate first with the thought of taking, so the focus on compassion, and you give with the thought of love, where you, as we talked about yesterday, you realize that sentient love is the wish that others to abide in happiness. You realize that sentient beings have only contaminated happiness. They don't have an Lemba, loss. Jumping big pamari, loss. Okay. So then with this thought that is the quality of love to do with giving. Then when you think of the suffering of beings, wishing them to be free of suffering with the mind of compassion. So you focus clearly on the object of compassion and think to take on suffering, and one visualizes it as a black smoke that comes in through one's left nostril. Okay. So one cultivates compassion, wishing sentient beings to be free of suffering, and thinking of the harms and illness and miseries of sentient beings, and thinking to take it on. One breathes it in as a black smoke that comes through the left nostril, and one thinks of one's own self-cherishing as being gathered at one's heart, and this suffering of others comes down and destroys that self-cherishing. So that then one focuses on the thought of love, wishing others to abide in happiness, and in the same way as we explained before, and so one thinks to give, and so with that thought one visualizes one's body, wealth, and roots of virtue manifesting in a white light that one breathes out through the right nostril, and that goes out to all sentient beings and fulfills whatever wishes they have in terms of those who need food to attain food, those that need clothing, those that need freedom from illness and so forth. Lasam jela simke rua. Simke de lasam den chua rua. Chua re. Okay. So we come to the tenth step, which is the supreme responsibility, which is the same as yesterday, where you think of taking the responsibility to bring about the happiness of all beings oneself, and that oneself will bring it about.
Then rāṅ cāṅcū chū tōpū tūgō sāmbā chārī sāṅcī tāṅ chāyī tātā sāṅcī kōmbā tōpā chīngī chīgī sāmbā chōngu bā tātī sāṅcī sāṅcī.
And the 11th stage is bodhicitta, or the awakening mind. As we explained yesterday, there is kind of no different form of bodhicitta, that it is the thought that to bring about the happiness of others, at this point one lacks the power or skill, and so therefore if one attained Buddhahood, one, there is if one attained Buddhahood, this is attaining a state which has the most skill or power to benefit beings. There is no greatest power to be attained than this. And so you combine these two aspirations, one wishing to fulfill the purposes of others and seeing that to do that oneself needs to attain enlightenment. Okay, so we've covered in brief the exchange yourself for others. Okay. So these are all analytical meditations. Do you have the sense of the 11 steps? Should I read out the 11 steps, just the list? Then quorum chuchi the 11. Okay, so the first was equanimity. The first ones are the same as yesterday, except you count equanimity. Equanimity, recognizing beings as one's mother, second. Thinking of their kindness, third. And you had in there, you had the kindnesses of the mother and the kindness even when they were not your mother. Fourth is thinking to repay their kindness. Fifth, I got it. Remember. Sorry. So we've got equanimity, recognizing all beings as mothers, remembering their kindness, thing to repay their kindness. Trinsoijela dajin nyamba rua.
Trinsoijela dajin nyamba.
Dajin nyamba. Okay, so after the next step after thinking of thinking to repay their kindness, the fifth step is seeing the equality of self and others. And then the sixth is seeing the faults of the self-cherishing mind. And then the benefits, so that's six. The seventh is then the benefits of cherishing others. The Navadi Dajin Nyamba Drobadi Ranche Zingi Kyun Dombadi Rajin Shinje Zingi Yun Ten Gyabadi
Gyabadi Dashin Jeevi Sambam Uedan Dewe Kone Anta Nyingji Mi Patsa Tutene Lemba Timba
Lemba
Dashin Jeevi Sambam Dashin Jeevi Sambam Chikdina Gorba Teta Dewe Kone Tati Nyingji Mi Patsa Tutene Lemba Tati Nyam Tutu Chik
Then Guadi Jambi Meba Patawa. Okay, so the seventh was the benefit of cherishing others, and then the eighth is the link to the thought to actually exchange self for others. One focuses on compassion and takes on suffering, and the ninth is the focus on the object of love and thinking to give happiness. So it's two steps, and it's linked with that thought to actually exchange self for others. And then the tenth is the supreme thought of taking responsibility, or supreme responsibility, and 11th is actual bodhicitta itself. So that's the 11 steps, and we can deal with questions at this point, and sometimes when you meditate, as you go through it, there's a point that doesn't make sense, or you think, how does that work? And so you see what doubts you have about the points, and then you can go back with questions and clear up doubts. The equality of self and others, the equalness. Seeing the equality between self and others is seeing that we are all the same, and that wish for happiness and the wish to be free of suffering. And the step on from that is then you find joy in the happiness of others, because you see that they wish for happiness just as oneself. So therefore one finds joy in their happiness, because sometimes when we're focused on our own benefit and getting our own happiness, we become kind of indifferent. We have no concern for the happiness of others. And this, cultivating this, based on that quality of self of others, cultivating this joy in their happiness protects us or overcomes that mind that is unconcerned for others' happiness.
By discarding ourselves, it doesn't really become doormats, does it?
Right. Yep. Okay, I'll see if I can do doormat in Tibetan. I'll probably use English. The Jin Chizungi or Rang Yewatorna. The Rang Yewatorna Gidunak Karadas, the Nazo de Angela, the Nazo den Miganga Kambagamna Drogi Yurwa. Then Angel Rang Yewatorna, the Nat de Marwas, the Nazo doormat. Mijimba de Sud, Rang Yewatora Gidunak Karadas, the Trivatoria. So in general, what is meant by discarding self is not kind of cherishing oneself first, not focusing on honestly. It's a difficult thing to do, but it's not holding oneself as the most important. So in general, it is this not holding oneself as the most important, and this cherishing of others. But at the same time, this practice of even training in the equality of self and others, historically it was a secret practice, that because it is said to be actually very difficult to train in the mind. And so, for example, a teacher did not teach this a great deal, but principally taught the six cause and one effect. If one is able to practice it by cultivating Tonglen, one's mind receives great benefit. But in general, it's a difficult thing, because it is difficult not to cherish oneself, because we're familiar with that since beginningless time. So there's great benefit from the practice, but it's not the easiest of practices, and therefore, historically, a teacher taught the six cause and one effect. So discard, what the discard of discarding self means discarding the thought that is trying only to benefit oneself. Yeah. So this not focusing on benefiting oneself alone is because if we go back to the faults of self-cherishing, when we don't think about the benefit of others at all and only think about one's own benefit, then we create from that many problems that arise. So that's what's meant by discarding, I guess, maybe the rang yewatuna, randun yewatuna, gewashina de ng, rangi dun, yeah. So maybe in English it would be clearer to say yes. So abandon, discard selfish purposes, self purposes in the sense of selfishness that is only focused on your own benefit.
On the whole, if you talk of analytical meditations, is that as opposed to trying to concentrate on mantras and visualizations, but you're thinking it through as you do this?
Chegum cheyadang hlamik bachewa nyamba dongwa de dortam mandrawres chegum nan la de soso samno tansarwe. Yes, so meditation is, an analytical meditation is different from doing a visualization and a mantra recitation.
신의 갑들이
Visualization. Okay, so yes, so with the analytical meditation you're reflecting on it, and most of the meditations within the Lama Rim, the graduated path, are analytical until you get to calm abiding, where you're trying to cultivate a placement meditation. And basically these reflective or thinking meditations are to change the way our habits of mind, the way that we habitually think, and by thinking about different reasons to develop the reasoning that underlies a different understanding, and that way you change your way of thinking, you change the mind. And then if you're meditating on a deity, that's generally a placement meditation, although there can be sometimes with deity visualization you have visualizing light and nectar flowing, which is a little different again from straight placement. Okay. However, in the graduated path meditations, there is a combination with the analytical and a placement, because you can end your analytical meditation on a topic with visualizing the merit field in front and focusing on the merit field in like a placement meditation and thinking of the light and nectar flowing down towards oneself. So there is that combination of, and the principal meditation is analytical and it is finished with a brief placement meditation. Yes.
When I am meditating analytical or not analytical, am I in this moment helping other people, or the only way to help and benefit others is when I attend?
Actually doing something. Yeah. Gom gyabdu, jegom yena, gom jemba yena, dekab semchin jemba la pemba drugi yorwes. The sozo kapdu. Musu che simchen pemba la drugwa musu che gogures de gom gyab tu simchen la pemba drugi yore.
Ala tu se ta gom gyab tu gom gyab tu ale susu dumba ki drugwa la dumba ki dumba ki tu ta ta tegi maung bala ta pen to ya chi
wa wa nos
dumba ki ne maung bala pen to ya ta de tu wa
de golon golon
ta ta ka tu ta pen
pen no ma Okay, so that it would be difficult to say from your meditation that a direct benefit comes, but by changing your aspiration and by generating the motivation that you generate for doing the meditation, that becomes a cause that in future times will bring about benefit to beings. Yeah, so by changing our aspiration, that in the future, that definitely brings about benefit.
Yeah.
until we do the meditation. Not. Okay.
Okay.
So, as we yesterday when we said about meditation, of that using your alertness is important to see whether the mind is wandering or not. And if you see that the mind is wandering, then engaging in an action to bring your mind back onto your meditative focus. And so you can either, if you realize the mind is wandering, then you can focus on the breath to settle the mind, or you can focus on the concept, the ideas that are arising in the mind itself, and bring, again, settle the mind inwardly on the meditation.
So the
Geshla will give you the prompts, but sometimes it'll be me, because sometimes Geshla doesn't remember the exact English for the step.
Okay, first
equanimity.
First equanimity, second All sentient beings being as our mother. Third, remember that kindness. The fourth is repay the kindness. this
equalizing.
Equalizing self and
others.
Okay,
fault, thinking on the limitless faults of self-cherishing. Thinking of the limitless benefits or qualities that arise from cherishing others. Tashinji, somebody Ningji. So, linked to the thought to actually exchange self and others and focusing on compassion, then think of engaging in taking on suffering. So we do the two steps with that thought of actually exchanging self for others. One thinks of this, focusing on compassion and taking on suffering. It's like the black smoke that destroys the self-cherishing at your heart, and focusing on love, engaging in giving, and one's body, wealth and roots of virtue appears as white light that we breathe out through the right nostril, fulfilling all the wishes of beings.
supreme thought.
Actual bodhicitta.
Okay.